Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pele Yoitz, Shema 206. Thank you for joining. And we'll be finishing here on the topic of Bikurim. So we had mentioned Bikurim is generally referred to as the first fruits that are brought to Hashem, the Kohanim rather. And here, the Pele Yoitz is taking a different twist on Bikurim. And he's focusing, as we had mentioned last time, on serving Hashem through the Tamidei Chachamim, giving those gifts, those fruits, in forms of financial assistance to the Tamidei Chachamim who are learning Torah, who are supporting the world, and enabling them to continue their holy work. Now continues, and he says, that included in the mitzvahs of Bikurim, Shimroitze lechalek bonov. Let's say a person wants to divide his children. Some of them, or maybe one of them, will be devoting himself to learning in the Beis Medrash, day and night. And some of them, or one of them, will be involved with business. Why? They'll be able to support their siblings in learning. That they'll be able to sit and learn Torah properly. So the question is, which one do you choose? If everything is equal, which one do you choose? To sit and learn, and which one should go work? Says the Pele Yoitz, Yivchar loy bishtadl shebechor boniv yaktish l'Hashem. Your oldest son should be the one who should be designated to serve Hashem in learning yom v'layla. And he says there's a smach for this. There's a source for this in the psukim, as it says, kadosh li kol bechor. Sanctify for me, kol b'chor, all the firstborns. Imloy, unless shehaacher who yoyse chorif is zariz, unless you have another child, and it happens sometimes, that just because he's not your firstborn, he might be the brightest, he might be the quickest in thinking, he might be the one who wants to go into that miktsoya, that field of learning Yom V'Layla. And if that's the case, then the one who is more suited for it, he should go into that field of working on the Torah Kedoshah. And the older brother should be supporting this brother who is learning Yom V'Layla day and night. However, he says, if there is an option of choosing, if there's an option of choosing, try to choose the oldest brother to become this individual who is becoming the Talmud Chacham. He says, explains why. He says, because if you don't choose the oldest one, everything's equal, right? That he is capable as well. And the younger one is the one who is becoming the Talmud Chacham. You know what can happen? It can bring to horrific jealousy. Now you have the older one who felt he's capable of becoming the Talmud Chacham, but he had to go out and work, and he's supporting the younger one. He could have been a Talmud Chacham. And it could really bring to jealousy. And you'll say, come on, jealousy? Jealousy amongst brothers? Rabbi Yisai, do we have to go back to Parshas Vayeshev? And about jealousy about brothers of the greatest tzaddikim, of the greatest that ever lived? The Pele Yoitz is telling us as follows. We have to, number one, appreciate the ikker and the tofel. Ikker means Talmud Torah is the ikker. Talmud Torah is the ikker. And whenever we can support Torah, if it's with Tamid Chachamim, try to do so. If it's with our children, to educate them, for them to become Tamid Chachamim, that's beautiful how this ties into our Gemara that we started with Amid Yomi. How we said if a person wants to have himself become a Tamid Chacham, or his sons-in-law, or children Tamid Chachamim, what did we say? We said different parts of, he should have honor for Tamid Chachamim. He should have fear for Tamid Chachamim. And now we're being told as well, in the topic of Bikurim, the first fruits, that the Pel Yoetz is teaching us, if the oldest son is suited for this position of learning Yomim V'Laylo, learning day and night, he should be directed in that field to become a Talmid Chacham, and his siblings should reach out and support their brother in learning.